Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored l'schus of the release of all the hostages and for the end of the war and the victory of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Tes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the 11th perek of Maseches Shabbos in the bottom Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Hazoyreg Meshus Hayochid L'Shus HaRabin. So we learned that one of the melachos of Shabbos is hoitzah, taking out from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabin. Now the Gemara is going to speak about one form of hoitzah, which is zoyrek. Zoyrek is throwing. Throwing something from Shus HaYochid, from a private domain, to a public domain. One throws from a public domain to a private domain. In all these cases, he's chayav. Meshus HaYochid, Shus HaYochid, Shus HaRabin be'emtza. He's throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and in between, it's passing, it's flying through Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, and says the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph Vechachomim Poitrim. Rabbi Akiva holds in this case Yechayev. We'll see in the Gemara two reasons why Rabbi Akiva holds this way. And Vechachomim Poitrim, because it did not land in Rishus HaRabim, it just went in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, so he's not Chayev on that. Says the Gemara, Azoik Meshus HaYochid v'chulei. Zriko toildos hoitzo hi. Says the Gemara, Zriko is a toildo of hoitzo. V'lishanyo bein aldaite de Rebbe, bein aldatayin de Rabbanon. Regardless, if we go like Rebbe Shito or like Rabbanon Shito, v'hu shenoch he needs the land. What is Rebbe and Rabbanon? Rabbanon and Rebbe are going to argue, when one throws from Meshus HaRabim to Meshus HaRabim, and there's a Meshus HaYochid in between, not the case of our Mishnah, that one is throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. But if someone is throwing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, and in between it goes through a private domain. So then Rebbe holds that you're chayav. Why? Because you say over there, Kluto Kimi Shehun Chadami. Because it's swallowed in Rishus HaYochid, it's received in Rishus HaYochid, it's as if it landed in Rishus HaYochid. But Rebbe says that only when you have Rishus HaYochid Mekuro. As we'll see in a moment, Rishus HaYochid Mekuro means it has a roof. Once it has a roof, so it's considered to be as if the entire house is full. So Rebbe says, when someone throws Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, through Rishus HaYochid, and it's going under a roof, it's considered to be as if it landed Rishus HaYochid. Rebbe would say even then, it's not considered to be as if it's landed. But if you are in an open space, like the case of our Mishnah, the one is throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Through Rishus HaRabim, everybody agrees you don't say Kluto K'mishuncho. You don't consider it to be as if it landed in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, in the airspace, it won't be Chayav unless it lands. And that's what the Gemara says. It doesn't matter, Daite the Rebbe, Daite the Rabbanon, that's the Giros of Rab Chaim, V'hu Shenocho. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, when someone throws Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, meaning from Rishus HaRabim through Rishus HaYochid, and it passes the Rishus HaYochid, so then I'll die to the Rebbe if you loy noch. Even if it did not land the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be as if it landed, as we mentioned. I'll tie in the Rabbanon v'u shenocha. That's Rabbanon arguing Rebbe and say that it needs to land even there. And the Gemara goes on to explain what we just mentioned. Omar Abba Baruchun b'shem Rav. L'chiyev Rebbe el adei Rishus HaYochid Mekuro. The only reason that Rebbe is mechayev because it's only in the case of Rishus HaYochid Mekuro that it has a roof, then you say Kut Kamushiuncho, not in a place which is open, like the case of our Mishnah. Milsta Birchon Omra Afilu Einu Mekuro. Birchon argues, and he holds that even when Rishus HaYochid is not Mekuro, it's considered to be as if it's landed. Tomar Aveimi b'shem Birchon. V'ushetevud l'avir mechitzus. Aveimi name of Birchon speaks about in Gittin, when one throws a get to his wife on the roof. So once it reached the air of the mechitzo, once it came within the space of the fence of the roof, it's considered to be as if it landed in the roof and the woman is divorced. And there we continue this sugya and said, you have Amy, boy, come here, it's the house of Amy to Rav Yochanan. Mastisa the Rebbe, is this good like according to Rebbe? To Rebbe Dova, Mavir Mechitzos Kamoshon. Do we hold like Rebbe that holds when you're in the air, in other words, you're surrounded by a wall, is considered to be as if you already landed? So that's why by a get, you're saying that once the get reached the fence, it's considered to be as if it's landed. You're going with Rebbe? On my leg, Diver Akoli says, no, don't bring me Rebbe regarding Shabbos. Here everybody agrees, even Rabbanan agrees. Why? Hocho begitin. Because we were talking about Gittin. Gittin is different. As the Gemara is explaining in a moment. But before the Gemara gets there, the Gemara just concludes the Raya. For Yisveini, you should have tasked him, Rebbe Oyer Mekuro, V'at Omat Eine Mekuro. You should have said much better. The only time the Rebbe said the klu to kemishuncha, that's considered to be as if it's landed, it's only when you have a ceiling to it. Here in Maseches Gittin, when we talk about that the get was going into the roof and landed in the airspace of the roof, there's no ceiling. So why are you saying this is according to Rebbe? The fact that Rebbe did not say that, you see, Rebbe holds according to Rebbe, you hold it as if it's landed, even if there's no ceiling, as long as there's the mechitzes, as long as there's the walls around it. And that's the raya there. Rebbe argues what we said before, they need to have a roof. Now, Gemara concludes that sugil, Mabin Gittin, Mabin Shabbos. Why is Gittin different than Shabbos? Why here Rabbanan as well will agree that it's considered to be as if it landed? So in Shabbos, you have to do a melacha. Here, when you have something coming to the airspace of an area and it did not land, so it didn't land yet. He didn't do the melacha. Elamai is saying it's about to land. Klu to kemishuncha. It's here, it's in the air, it's going to be as if it's landed. So then that means he didn't do it. He just brought it to the air, and from here it's considered on its own to be as if it landed. On Shabbos, you have to do the melacha. So when something is in the airspace, if you consider it to be already landed, he didn't do the landing. By Gittin, he has to come to the Rishus of the Isha. Once it's in the airspace, at least surrounded by walls, it's considered to be that it's in her Rishus, and even Rabbanu will agree to that, and that's why Gittin is different than Shabbos. Continues the Gemara now, and it speaks according to Rabbi Kiva. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says that someone who throws from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and he goes in the airspace of Rishus HaRabi, so he is Chayef. So the Gemara now discusses the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Shmuel Omar, lo yishonu elamato me'asoro, halamalo me'asoro osur. Shmuel says, that's only when you're within 10 tefach into the ground. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva holds kluto kemishun chadomi. Once you're in the airspace of Shus Harabim goes up to 10 tefachim. You're in the airspace of Shus Harabim, it's considered to be as if you land in Shus Harabim. So someone throws something from Shus Hayochit to Shus Hayochit, and it flies through Shus Harabim within the airspace of Shus Harabim, it's considered to be as if it landed. But if it's above 10 tefachim, which is not the airspace of Shus Harabim, so it's not considered to be as if it landed. It's also only midei rabbanan not to do that. So the Gemara Milso the Rabbi Lozo Amar Afil Lumalo Me'asoro, using here the Gisa Rab Chaim Chayov. Rabbi Lozo learns in Rabbi Akiva that even above 10 tefachim is Chayov. It's considered to be that he, as if he threw something in Rishus HaRabim. Tomar Avila B'Shir Rabbi Lozo. Avila said in Rabbi Lozo with a fantastic base. Me'agolo Yisulomad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learned the Isser not from the fact that the airspace of Rishus HaRabim is considered to be as if it landed in Rishus HaRabim. But he learned this because that's what the Levim did. The Levim, as we're going to see Be'ez Hashem in the next Mishnah, the Levim used to pass the beams from one Agola to another Agola. He used to put the beam on the Agolas. The Agolas are the wagons where the beam sat on. And they used to pass it from one Agola to another. The Agolas are considered to be Rishus HaYochid because they have the height of 10 and the width of at least 4. And when they pass from one Agola to another Agola, between the agolas, between the two wagons, is a Rishus HaRabim. So they're passing from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. Now later in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn that's called Moishi. That's called passing. But how do you know? But we don't know from your throwing. Rabbi Kiva holds throwing and passing are the same. The same way we see that when you pass from one agola to another agola and through Rishus HaRabim, one's chayav. So also when you throw from one agola to another agola through Rishus HaRabim, one's chayav. Even though it's above 10 tefachim. Not because klutu kemishun, not because it's considered to be that it landed. Just because that was the melacha that the Levim did in the Mishkan. And we learn all the melachas of Shabbos from what the Levim did in the Mishkan. Ve'agolos lav l'mal ma'asorinun. If you're learning from the Mishkan, the agolos were above 10 tefachim. That was the melacha they did. So even though mitzad dini rishus harabim, it's not considered to be rishus harabim above 10 tefachim, but the melacha of passing from one agola to another agola. In other words, from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, that's a melacha which is asur that you learn from the Levim. So it comes out that the Machlik is how to understand Rabbi Kiva. Do we understand Rabbi Kiva that something which is in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim is considered to be that it landed? Or because there's a melacha of taking from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim through the air? Says the Gemara, Is Tani Tani Ketzat, Is Deloi Tani Ketzat, referring to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah refers, speaks about the about passing from one porch to another porch, and we learn that from the Agolos. So the question is, at the beginning of the next Mishnah, does it say Ketzat? Meaning, is it a continuation of our Mishnah? We had our Mishnah, then we said, Ketzat, what's the case of our Mishnah? And we go speak about the Agolos. Well, we don't mention Ketzer as a standalone Mishnah, which is not connected to our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Al Dai Tede Ablozor Iskan Ketzer. Kurta Ablozor. So the reason Rabbi Akiva was Mechayev when you throw from Shusayoch to Shusayoch through Shusarabim is the same reason why you want his Chayev when he passes from a porch to a porch through Shusarabim. It's the same thing. So that's why it's very appropriate to say Ketzer, it's a continuation. But Al Dai Tede Shmuel, the reason Rabbi Akiva is that when it's in the air, it's considered to be as if it landed, has nothing to do with passing above 10 Fachim. So therefore, Leiskan Ketzer, the next Mishnah, is not a continuation of our Mishnah. Abitzu Rabbi Abloza Shoal, he has the following question. Someone is throwing from Shusa Yochid to Shusa Rabim, and before it lands, he remembers, oi, you're not allowed to throw it, today is Shabbos. So once it landed, he did not do it b'shoikik. So according to Rabbanon, clearly he is not chayav in that case. It did not land with the same shechicha, with the same shoikik. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that once you reach Shusarabim, according to one opinion, it's considered to be as if it landed Shusarabim. So when he threw from Shusayochit, and he got to Shusarabim, and he was still forgetting, and then later landed Shusarabim, and then he already remembered, but he should be chayav for the fact that he reached Shusarabim, it's considered to be as if it landed Shusarabim. Al Dai Tede Rabbi Akiva, Yaseh Ki Mishenachem Shusarabim V'Yechayov. Rabbi Chaim does not have the gears of Shtayim. O Mavchuna Lo Yechir Rabbi Akiva El Yedei Rishus HaYochid HaShniyo. So that says Mavchuna no, because Mavchuna holds like a blazer. That the reason of Rabbi Akiva is not because the airspace of Shusarabim is considered to be as if it landed. The reason of Rabbi Akiva is as a melacha and a mishkan passing or throwing from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid through something in between. Here, you're not throwing from Shusayachit to another Shusayachit. You're throwing from Shusayachit to Shusarabim. So Rabbi Akiva will agree, he's not Chayef. Rabbi Avohu Omar B'Shem Rabbi Loser, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hayalim B'Shusarabim, someone standing in Shusarabim. Fezorik L'malam Asor, he throws above 10 Fochim. Roim Shim Tipoil, when it falls, Im Noch B'Toch Dal Dam is Potter Vim Lav Chayef. Meaning he's throwing an item, and while it's in the air, he remembers that it's Shabbos, it's no Chatos. The moment that he remembered, where was the item? If the item was already further than 4 amas to where he is, even though it's above 10 tfachim, we look at it as if it landed, and he's chayav because it's more than 4 tfachim. If when he remembered, it was not further from him 4 amas, it was very close to him, so then it did not pass 4 amas to Shusarabim, then he won't be chayav. Now what's the understanding over here? When he threw it, where is the item when he remembers? It's above 10 Fachim. Above 10 Fachim is Mokam Ptur. But you join the Mokam Ptur to the Rishus Rabim. He threw it in Rishus Rabim. It passed 4 Amis. Now, right now, it's a Mokam Ptur. You put together Rishus Rabim together the Mokam Ptur. You say, in general, he did a 4 Amin pass in Rishus Rabim. Ask the Gemara, V'atani Shmuel. Shmuel said in the Braiso, Meshus Rabim, Rishus Rabim, V'Rishus HaYochid Be'emtso. He threw from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Rabim. And there's Rishus HaYochid in the middle. Ro'im Shim Tipol Nach B'Toh Dal Damas Potter. V'im Lav Chayaf. Meaning Shmuel goes with the Shita, Shita is Rabbanon. That even Rishus HaYochid, you don't say Klutu K'mishu'uncho. So he went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid, you don't look at it as if it landed Rishus HaYochid. But one thing you do say, if it passed 4 Amas in Rishus Rabim, including both Rishus Rabim, meaning it was in Rishus Rabim, then it went through Rishus HaYochid, then it continued in Rishus Rabim. If in total it passed a 4 amid distance in both Rishus Rabims, so then he's Chayav. If it's less than 4 amids, both Rishus Rabim is Potter. So I ignore, so to speak, the Rishus HaYochid, and I look only in the Rishus Rabim, and I look at them as if they are together. So what does Gemara learn from there? Tamna Tomar and Rishus Rabim Tzarefes. V'achot Tomar Rishus Rabim Tzarefes. There, I don't join the Rishus HaYochid together with Rishus HaRabim. I just ignore the Rishus HaYochid. I look at the Rishus HaRabim on its own, both Rishus HaRabim, and look at each one of them on their own. And here, I'm going to add the Mokam Ptur to Rishus HaRabim to the distance. So why by Rishus HaYochid, I don't join it together to count the 4 Amos together with the Rishus HaYochid part as well? Says the Gemara, the Chiluk is Pashut. Omar Avchuno, Taman, Shim, Tipul, Kakash, Tachter, Rishus HaYochid. Pramachashi, Tipul, Kakash, Tachter, Rishus HaRabim. There, if the item falls, where it's going to fall? It's going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. Right now, it's standing in Rishus HaYochid. If it falls in Rishus HaYochid. So you don't have a 4 amas Rishus HaRabim. Where it's standing right now, it's a Rishus HaYochid part. But here in our case, when a person throws something in the air, and it's above 10 Fachim, it's in Mokam Ptur, if it falls, if it steps where it is right now, and it falls, where it's going to land? It's going to land in Rishus HaRabim. So that's why here, the Mokam Ptur does join to count to Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, someone is standing Shusha Yochit, and he's throwing into Shusha Rabim, and it passed 4 amos to Shusha Rabim. Not only is Chayav from taking out from Shusha Yochit to Shusha Rabim, but also that he passed 4 amos in Shusha Rabim. Because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that once it reaches Shusha Rabim, consider it to be that it, as if it landed, and now that it passed 4 amos to Shusha Rabim, it's another malacha. Says the Gemara, even though he holds a Rabbi Akiva, but he did 2 melachas in 1 shoykik. He took out Shusha Yochit to Shusha Rabim, and then he passed 4 amos to Shusha Rabim. If it's the same melacha, one who does 2 melachas with the same forgetting is chayav only 1 chatos. So why is he chayav 2? Because he holds that someone who transfers 4 amos in a Shusha Rabim, it's not a toilodo of hoitzah. It's not considered to be part of the melacha of taking out from Shusha Yochit to Shusha Rabim. It's a standalone melacha. That's why he's chayav 2. So the more if so, well, that the Abiyudah are boy melachos inon v'nistin. Kurt Abiyudah is not 39 melachos in Shabbos, it's 40. You have an additional melach, you have melachos yitzov, and you have melachos ha'avara. So why is the Mishnah say only 39? So the more I don't want to mention only melachos is no machloi, because everybody agrees these melachos exist. But this melach is only a shitas yachit, so we don't mention that even though really according to Abiyudah there's another melacha. So it's like, well, okay, if you have this new melacha of Ma'avi b'Shusha Rabim, where do we learn it from? Where do we see it in the Mishkan? Says the Gemara, Rav Zeir, Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Yechon, Mitoyfei Yerios, Lomad, Rabbi Yudo. The people that prepared the Yerios, these big mats that were used in the Mishkan, so when they did that, they did transfer, they did pass from one to each other. They used to throw their needles. They used to use very large needles. And used to throw it to each other, one to another. So that's very similar to someone passing something in Shusha Rabim. They were standing and they threw one to each other. So they're passing from one to each other and they were standing in a place which is not Shusha Yochit. So therefore, from there you learn of passing in Shusha Rabim. So ask the Gemara on the Pe'am with Aleph, Falav Karmelisi, but the Gemara understood where did they throw these needles? In between the ureas. In other words, between the 2 ureas, used to throw in between. The ureas created its own rishus. It's not rishus ayachid, but it is a karmelis. It's a place which is not rishus rabim, not rishus ayachid, between the ureas. So if they threw the needles over there, it was not rishus rabim. No, they didn't throw in between the ureas, they threw on the side. So they used to prepare the ureas, and then they would throw to each other the needles, and there, the place where the needles were being thrown was rishus rabim. It was a place which is a public domain, which doesn't have mechitzas. And for there we learned that anytime you cross something, you pass something, which is a rabim, is another malacha of ha'avara. This is the source of ha'avara from Zoike Machotim. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Ayin Tes.